Hey, well, Happy New Year. Man, I want to take just a few minutes today and look into some scripture and challenge us as we enter into a new year, as we look back on this past year. You know, there's something really unique about going into a new year. You get a new perspective. Oftentimes, there are fresh opportunities and fresh possibilities. And today, I want to look at a passage in Hebrews chapter 12 that I think will encourage us as we begin a new year. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says this, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." You know, the writer of Hebrews put together this beautifully written scripture that I think is so helpful for us as we begin something new tomorrow. And as we take just maybe even a few minutes today and reflect back on this past year, and in Hebrews chapter 12, we see that there's an allusion back to the chapter before where there's this great cloud of witnesses that the writer describes, these incredible people of faith as they're known. It's oftentimes known as the Hall of Faith. And of course, these were not perfect people. In fact, many of them were far from it. But in Hebrews chapter 11, we see that these people are commended for their faith. That's what they are remembered for. And so as we enter into Hebrews chapter 12, we see that it was faith that set them apart. And we are encouraged to be surrounded and to remember that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. That's how he begins that chapter, Hebrews chapter 12, by saying that we're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, and therefore we are called to run the race that is before us. This is the metaphor that we see in Hebrews chapter 4, that we're called to run a race. And we see here that we need to lay aside. That's what we are told first, is we're called to lay aside a few things, some things that weigh us down, some things that can stick to us closely. And so that's where we begin. I want to challenge you with two things today in this passage. The first one, as we enter into a new year, is to lay aside maybe the sin that has clung closely to you in 2023. And I want to challenge you maybe at the end of our time today to pause for just a few minutes and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what were some things that hindered you in 2023. What were maybe some sin patterns that caused you to not be able to run the race that God had for you in 2023? Maybe it was greed, or maybe it was lust. Maybe it was a lack of self-confidence. What were the things that caused you to not be able to run with endurance, to not be able to run with efficiency? And so maybe you pause at the end of our time today and just make a list, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what were the things that hindered me? What were the things that weighed me down? You know, I'm a runner, and many years ago, back in college, I had some friends that asked me, they said, "Hey, do you want to run a race with us? You want to run a distance race?" And I said, "Sure, that'd be fun. Let's do it together." And I can't imagine going into the race that day, if somebody had given me a 5-pound weight or a 10-pound weight, or maybe even a 25-pound weight, and said, "Hey, I want you to run this race and finish the race." There's no way, if I had those weights, that I would have been able to finish. You see, I don't want to be the kind of person, and I know you don't either. We don't want to be the kind of people who just start a race or get halfway through a race. We want to finish the race. We want to run it with endurance. And this is exactly what the writer of Hebrews encourages us to do, to run the race with endurance, to cast aside anything that could hinder us, or other translations say that actually can entangle us. So that's what we do first, is we lay those things aside. But as we enter into a new year, let me ask you, how do we run the race with endurance? Well, the writer goes on, the writer of Hebrews says that we look to Jesus. How do we run the race in 2024? We look to Jesus. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. I love that terminology, because when I hear the perfecter, oftentimes I can go, man, does that mean I have to try to be perfect too? No. See, that means that he's the one who completes it. He's the one who begins it, and he's the one who completes it. And he took on the cross. He despised the shame, and he sits down at the right hand of the Father. And let me just tell you today, you can be encouraged, because Jesus, he is praying for you. Even today, at the right hand of the Father, he's praying for you. So how do we run the race of 2024? Well, I think what we've learned today is that we want to lay aside some of those things that have hindered us. We want to ask God to help us. God, what are those things so that I can be effective this next year? How can I be efficient in building the kingdom of God? We lay those things aside and we look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And so let me just encourage you, as you flip the calendar tomorrow, with a couple of things that might be helpful for you. I want to challenge you to prioritize your spiritual life this year. I want to challenge you to maybe find a Bible reading app or a Bible reading plan that will help you grow spiritually this year. A couple of that I've done over the years. One is the Bible Recap. It's a great Bible reading plan. It has a supplemental podcast. You may check that one out. There's also the Bible Project. They have many reading plans on there. And I would just encourage you, man, prioritize the spiritual this year in your life. Maybe find a prayer app like the Lectio Divino app, or possibly the Pray First app. These are some ways that you can look to Jesus as you flip the calendar tomorrow. Man, God's got so many great things for you this year. And I believe that 2024 is going to be an amazing year for you and for me. So why don't we just finish our time today by asking the Lord to help us in these areas. So God, we just love you and we thank you for today. You've been so good to us. And Lord, we thank you for these scriptures, Lord, that help us as we look at the great cloud of witnesses around us. God, people who weren't perfect, but people who had faith, and so therefore they are remembered. And God, we ask that you would help us to cast aside the weight of sin, Lord, that you would help us to be efficient and effective in the race of life. And Father, would you help us to look to Jesus this year? Thank you that he is the one who is the author of our faith. He is the one who completes our faith. And so God, would you help us in this next year? We love you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.